sad day down here on the South End for many of the faithful congregation who worshiped every Sunday with the man we called Father Freddie. Father Freddie was summoned home far too early to the halls of heaven this week, and his sudden departure was a terrible shock to his many followers, many of whom have held vigil at the makeshift church that once was the Thai grocery. Candles flickered in the old concrete block store, giving a mournful reminder to traffic out on the highway that one of our own has passed. Father Freddie died the way he lived, doing what he loved. He was what the press called, with so little real understanding, a nettle handler. One of those men who believed that the Word of God could be divined through manipulation of the dangerous weed. Every Sunday, as his congregation held their collective breaths, Father Freddie would grab those 8-foot stalks of itch and torment and squeeze testimony from each and every one as the congregation moaned and swayed and sang and prayed. Every Sunday, until this last, Father Freddie would wrestle those stinging stalks to their rightful place, prone against the homemade pulpit of stacked Coca-Cola crates left over from Thai Grocery's halcyon days. "Get thee back, you poisonous serpents," he'd yell, wrapped in their toxic embrace. "You hold no fear for these assembled here," he'd holler, soon to be victorious. And as one, the entire flock, exhausted from exhortation, would wail their hosannas on high, their faith once more confirmed and restored. Last Sunday, Father Freddie succumbed to the hideous stings of a 10-foot monster he'd grown under halogens in the nettlearium behind his trailer, a greenhouse filled with stingers of every size and variety. Parishioners wanted to call 911, but Fred avowed that his faith would sustain him. Horrified, they watched him slowly scratch himself to death. Services will be held this coming Saturday in Father Fred's special grove of wild nettles back in the ravine behind the church. Gloves are recommended. Donations can be made to the Nettle Survivor Network in the name of the Nettlecostal Church. Father Fred, I know, will be sorely.